going on, everybody, and welcome back to Picks Boss, a podcast from the Sorry to Interrupt podcast. As always, the Sorry Sports Group, part of the group, is right here. Will Smith, what's going on, bro? Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend.
Hey, man, what's going on? I'm doing great. Happy that it's Friday. I do have to work later, so that's a little unfortunate. But
listen, the world needs hips and knees, bro.
That they do. But what's more unfortunate is my record the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention it. I was just going to gloss over it and just pretend like this is our first week. I mean,
nope. Listen, I'm a man of, I'll own up to my bad things, and they've been some bad bets lately.
They have, but again, we say it every week. We're just a minute away from you going 5-0. I went 3-2. I'm probably just going to go 3-2 every week, folks, which honestly, you guys shouldn't be mad at, because if you're betting them straight up, I'm making you a little bit of scratch. And if I go 3-2 for the rest of my life, dude, I think I'd have a pretty hell of a record.
Absolutely. It would be a great record. In the green for life.
Yeah, so just to give people, we're not going to recap because, again, we missed last week. It was my fault, not Will's scheduling there. But we'll just recap it. There's nothing to rant and rave about because it was 2 weeks ago. Like you said, you went 1-4. You're at 14-21, 40% clip. And then I am 18-17, barely above 500 at a 51% clip. Will, I guess I'm the boss, so I'll lead us off.
Sounds about right.
Like I said, we're not recapping. If my picks of the day could just go above 500, then we'd be doing okay, but we'll get there. First pick I got tonight, I think the series is going 7, and I think the Magic are just going to blitz the Cavs on the road. I think Magic with the spread minus 3.5 is pretty locky to me.
It's funny that you picked that, Tommy, because let's make it a party pick.
Ooh, you went with the Magic too, huh?
Yeah, I did go with the Magic, minus 3.
I like their defense at home. It's 3.5 now. I don't know if that affects your pick.
No, I saw it at 3, but 3.5, I'll take it at 3.5 as well.
Listen, 3.5. If they win by 3, we'll call it a push for both of us, I guess. That, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to go with your number, because it's better and it works in our favor. So Magic like minus 3, if you guys can get that number, I'm basically cheating. so that'll turn it into a push if they win on a 3-pointer at the buzzer or something. So
yep,
that's
absolutely
a party pick. Everybody should be taking that one. I think we've done, honestly, it's on me. I'm going to have to listen back to these pods. I should be keeping track of our party picks as well. But I think historically we've done pretty well. So are you ready for number 2 since that was a party pick?
Absolutely. Go for it.
I've got Martin Perez of the Pittsburgh Pirates, 5+Ks tonight against Colorado. That's pretty much even odds. Colorado struck out their bottom 5. They're in the basement of the MLB in Ks, and they've been striking out in their last 3 games like 12 a game. So give me that.
That sounds like a pretty good pick there. And I got a little strikeout prop bet too. With my second pick, I'm going to take the under of Dylan Cease, who's on the mound for the Padres tonight. He's under, he has to be under 6.5 strikeouts, and that's at minus 125. Recently, his strikeout stuff has gone away since he's left Chicago. So to get 7 strikeouts out in game, that's pretty impressive. Also, he also is one of those pitchers that has a high pitch count at a lot of times. So for getting 6, getting 7 might be a stretch for him. So I'm taking him under 6.5 strikeouts at minus 125.
That's a good pick because I looked at his K numbers and I don't bet the unders. I only bet the overs when I like them, but I stayed away, which means I don't like it. So I like that pick. Third pick for me, I got a couple of K bets today. That's usually my wheelhouse. That's what makes me my money, although it hasn't been this year. I got Ronald Blanco of the Houston Astros. Pretty much the only guy this year for Houston, with Verlander being out and the other guys being ground ball pitchers, that's striking him out in bunches. He's averaging 6.5 Ks a game, and he's facing a very high K team today in Seattle. I know that they're an incredible pitching staff and they have a good offense, but they strike out in bunches. They're actually last in the MLB in Ks. So give me Ronald Blanco 7+Ks plus 124. I'm thinking Vegas got this one wrong, but hey, maybe I'm wrong.
And you've been pretty spot on with your picks when you take your little prop picks. I know you lose one here and there, but usually you're right on top of the strikeout numbers. Unless you keep picking Aaron Nola, who tends to screw you every time.
Yeah, he's just one of those guys where it's like, I don't get it, because if I don't pick him, he's going to hit his numbers. So I might just have to stay. Nola has been a thorn in my side with these K things for the last 2 years, so I might have to stay away from him. Jack Flathery, bro, he is my guy.
Ooh, I like that. So going on to my fourth pick, I am going to take the Yankees minus a run and a half tonight, bounce back against Detroit with Stroman on the mound. It is plus 140 to beat the Detroit Tigers, Will Smith's Detroit Tigers.
Let me tell you, bro, I got to give you credit. They've been playing excellent baseball. They're amazing defensively. Scooble's been just an ace, and their offense is cooking too.
Yeah, I just think it's that time for the Yankees to turn it on offensively after their last two series struggles against the A's and obviously against the Baltimore Orioles as well. So I think they turn around tonight and they win a game probably like 7-4 or something like that.
Yeah, the offense fell asleep since Milwaukee where they put up a bunch. Let's hope they wake up. Maybe they'll only hit on the weekends. I don't know. But as long as they keep staying in first place and winning games. Final pick for me, Tanner Houck, 6+ Ks. I don't even remember what team he's on, to be honest. I just looked at the
team. He's on the Red Sox.
Yeah.
He's on the Red Sox.
Red Sox are facing who tonight? A high K team. I just made these picks, and I already fucking forgot.
It's a good pick because, nobody wants to hear about your fantasy team, but he's on my fantasy baseball team, and he's averaging close to 7 strikeouts a game.
Speaking of fantasy baseball, we might as well get a couple more listeners, and I'm going to go ahead and release my statement. I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and release my statement, William, because as you know, okay. I cause problems in this league. It's always about me in this league when there's an issue. I've done it multiple times. I got trading picks banned in this league. I got doing massive package deals for one player banned in this league. Now I'm doing smaller packages to get keepers. Listen, my response to all of the people that were complaining in that group chat, and I'm not going to be mean except for the one guy who said, oh, I sent you a trade and you declined it, so it seems to be that you don't understand. That one guy, let me say something to you. I'm a fucking former champion in this league. You watch your fucking mouth when you talk to me, okay? Because I swear to God, I'll rip you a new asshole in 2 seconds. You do not want to get verbally undressed by me, and it will happen if you come at me with that tone again. This is your one and only warning. I don't remember who it was, Will. If you can go ahead and shout their name out in the podcast. This is your one and only warning. Do not fuck with me.
I did not know who it was, and I was waiting for the usual Tom rant to go off, but I think he let this one slide for now.
No, I was saving it. I let it slide. I was saving it for the pod, but just to give people a little context, this will be quick. I made a trade. Let's start from the beginning, okay? And this is all my responsibility. There's zero excuses. I'm just breaking it down how it went, okay? I waited to the last minute to do my keepers, and I shouldn't have, but Mike Phillips – love Mike Phillips. He texted me while I was driving, so I did it quickly. I fucked up my keepers. I kept a guy that was first round equivalent when I had the second pick, and I should have just redrafted him, lost a player in that. And you know what? I got murdered like the first 3 weeks. So I said, fuck it. I got a lot on my plate. Now I don't have to pay attention to fantasy baseball, but it's a fantasy fucking sport, so I'm the owner, so I'm going to act like a goddamn owner, and sorry, if I own a team, I'm not just going to sit down there and fucking take it and be the worst team in the league and be a punching bag for everybody else. I'm going to try and make moves like I have in the past, hint, hint, why I've won a fucking championship. Does that guy have a ring on his finger? I'm not quite sure, and I'm not going to talk shit until I verify. But with that being said, I'm going to make moves to improve my team. So did I trade a couple players for Jackson Holliday? Yeah, and I bet you if Jackson Holliday didn't hit like .48 when he came up and he hit 600, nobody would be saying shit, William. This is a pick for the future. And listen, if the vetoes, by the way, are in there for more than a reasonable amount of time. I'd say they're in there for too long because I want the trade to go through so I can look at my new team. But the vetoes are up there for like a fucking week straight. If you don't like the trade, push the button. It's a fucking democracy. And if you don't get your way, then cry about it. You could have made those trades too, pal.
I love that. I love the rant. And in context to what this going on, I even text the guy you traded with, Mike. And I go, why are people complaining a week after this trade went through? Like, why are they complaining now? I mean, that trade is up there. At the time,
once
dude,
a trade
I think
goes
that
through in our league, it says it in pending transactions in big red. In big red, you can literally click on it, and you have the option to veto the trade. It is not that hard. Everybody in our league is above the age of 18, which means you can all register to vote unless you're felons. I hope nobody in our league is a felon.
I have no idea for that for sure. But I look at it too. Did Nasty win that trade now? Yes. What's going to say that Jackson Holliday is not the best player in baseball in 4 years?
That's like, the thing. It's totally like, I don't, well. If he wins the championship this year, I'm sorry to everybody else. I just don't care. I don't care about anyone else's team. I'm not trying to make this league fair and fun. I'm here to fucking win. Okay, guys. And I didn't see a winner this year and I made a quick move. Don't be salty because you know, when you guys are missing out on the playoffs, you're going to look back and say, oh, I wish I did what Tom did. Cause that's what everybody did the last couple times I got the league fucking rules changed.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. I look at fantasy sports and a lot of people take it way too seriously. And it's kind of funny to me. I kind of laugh about it when I see group chats like that, that people are complaining about $120 league.
It's like, dude, I'm over here, you know, putting out fires at work, or I'm fucking, Joe will tell you otherwise, but, or causing fires at work, or I'm dealing with like something with my future wife. Like we all have real problems. I don't give a fuck about fantasy baseball. I just do it because I've been in this league since I was in high school. Like, I don't want to leave it. I'm never going to find a fantasy baseball league that's committed. So I'm still in it. But you know what? If you don't want to win, then you shouldn't be in my league.
Absolutely. And for the listeners out there, I will give some context to how good Tom is at fantasy humiliating someone via text. He might be the king of all kings, that he makes people delete their social media, basically, about how much he embarrasses them with his fantasy talk about belittling somebody. So you don't want to push Tom Bochino over the line.
Don't put me in that position, bro. And listen, yeah. It's nothing personal. But listen, as you know, Will, I don't start things. I just finish them.
Absolutely. And I love the rant. I love it. But I have one more pick to make.
I'm sorry. It's just you got me on a side. I have a pick as well. But I just wanted to get
that. I have two more. I have two more picks because you went first. Yes. So with my fourth pick, I'm gonna take the Dallas Stars tonight in Vegas, Game 6. They're -115 to wrap up the series. I think they wrap up the series and they move on to playing Colorado.
I think they do as well. After listening to your hockey pod, I feel a bit more educated, and I like the Stars tonight myself. I'm not taking them just because I don't like taking games that I don't know anything about and that I'm definitely not going to watch. But I do like the pick after listening to the hockey pod. And if everybody hasn't gone and listened to that yet, go ahead and over and listen to it. And I already talked to Sean about it today, William. That pod was so good. I listened to it a second time, and I don't even like hockey, so we might have to do another one after the second round.
Yeah, me and Sean were talking last night with Frenchie about it as well, and Sean said he would be up for it to do it after the second round or midway through the second round, just talking about the series and the semifinals.
Maybe we get French on there too if he's up for it. I know he's a busy boy, but I don't know. Maybe if he can squeeze us into his busy schedule.
Yeah, man's a legend.
He is a legend. Just a wealth of knowledge. All right, final pick for me here. This is going a Saturday. Every other pick for me, by the way, is a Friday pick. Will, are you all Friday so far?
So far, yes. And my last pick is a Saturday as well.
So this is a Saturday pick. This is starting the series of Denver and Minnesota. Denver is at home to start the series. I think there's going to be just a lot of – I like Minnesota, don't get me wrong. Anthony Edwards is my favorite player on earth, and I'm on the turf of being one of the first people to say that he looks and plays like someone. But it's still Denver. They're still at home. They got a couple of days to rest. Give me the Nuggets -4.5. I think they're going to make a statement in this first game.
I think that's a great pick. Nuggets, tough team to play at home. I mean, they're tough to play anywhere. But Anthony Edwards really needs to put up at least 40 in this game to, I think, keep them in the game, because I think the Nuggets are going to come out on
fire. Anybody saying to me, oh, Rudy Gobert is going to put the clamps on Jokic, then you don't know basketball. I'm sorry. Jokic is the best player since prime LeBron that we've had in the league.
Yes, I agree. So with my last pick. Oh, I do know ball. Yes, I do know ball. With my last pick, Tom, you know where we're going? We're going to the Kentucky Derby.
I completely forgot. Thank God somebody held it down for the ponies this weekend. So, I should be ashamed of myself.
It's okay. You got a lot going on. You had your fantasy rant going on, and we love that. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to take the horse called Catching Freedom, just because it's that name. And that horse is 8-1 to place in the Kentucky Derby. So that is what I'm going to take. 8-1 odds to place.
Okay, and just for all those people out there that aren't gambling on horses, if you bet place, that means that they can finish first and or second.
Mm-hmm.
So win is win, place is first or second, and show is first, second, or third, I believe.
Yes. So I'm going to, just because the horse's name is Catching Freedom and it doesn't get more America than that.
Absolutely. I love that pick. And this is getting you warmed up for a little weekend we're going to have in Saratoga coming up
in July, I believe.
Is it July? I don't even know.
It's July.
I genuinely don't even know when my bachelor party is. I keep telling people the wrong date. End of July.
So, end of July.
I better get those days right. Although Joe can just figure out my PTO.
Yes, he can.
All right, man. You got any big plans for the weekend?
No, I'm just looking forward to more hockey. And, the NBA, I've told Sean and I've told you numerous times, I haven't watched an NBA game since Allen Iverson was in his prime on the Sixers. But, I watched a lot of that Knicks game last night, and it was pretty fun to watch.
It was. From a perspective of a diehard Knicks fan, it was more nerve-wracking than anything, just because you don't want to go into – I was telling Sean on the phone today, I don't know how it feels to be an adult and actually have a team favored to win in a series, aside from the Yankees. Like, I really don't know what it's like. So – being nervous and not actually just being like, well, if we win this series, it's gravy. I'm just happy we're here. And actually being like, holy shit, if we lose this series in seven, like they're going to have to probably fire Tibbs. They're probably going to have to make a million trades. And I'm going to hear about it because I've been going off on Philly on Twitter and whatnot and on the pod.
But so, the thing was, though, you just said you were favored. You know, you lose last night. You're going into game seven, and all the pressure's on you. It's not on Philly.
That's the thing. It's a one game. You never know, and it's always scary, and it's extra scary when you don't even have the best player on the floor. Although we might. I mean, Brunson fucking outdueled Embiid, baby Embiid, last night with that bullshit foul out. Why don't you just quit the game? Why didn't you just take your jersey off and throw it into the stands, you big fat puss?
I'm pretty sure you liked watching him get dunked on.
Oh yeah. Now you know it probably won't happen, but you know if he asks out and he becomes a Nick, I'm gonna be the first guy in line.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's one of those players that we talk about all the time. You hate him, but if he's on your team, you love him.
I would probably still hate him just because he's always injured and lumbering around, but I'm gonna be pulling for him. But he's not who I have my eye on in this offseason. I'll reveal that in the offseason.
Yeah, that's fine. I can't wait for that. And the Indiana Pacers, you got any predictions there?
This is going to be a much different series. I think it's going to be it's the tale of two opposite teams, truly. I mean, Indiana plays zero defense and scores in bunches, and the Knicks can go on spurts, unfortunately, when Brunson's off the floor, if Deuce isn't hitting his shots for not scoring for 3 minutes at a time, but their defense is incredible. It's tough. I don't really have a pulse on this game. I think that the Knicks are going to be able to win this series. I think it's going to go six, and I'm going to take the Knicks in six.
I like that. I like that a lot, and I'm looking forward to hearing you and Sean talk when it comes to the second round games. So that should be fun.
Oh, 1,000%, man. And we've been killing it, and let's just keep up the good work. And you got anything else?
No, that's basically it.
All right, everybody. With that being said, enjoy the weekend. Follow us on Twitter at Sorry Sports, and look out for a future Mike Phillips pod because I may be popping on tonight to talk Knicks.
Ooh, I like that.
All right, Willie. You have a good weekend, man.
You too, Tommy.